Thanks so much for joining us as we continue to look at the names of God. Today, we're in the book of Revelation. We're almost finished with the names of God. We've got a few more to go. The book of Revelation gives us several names of God. And today, we're going to look at this name, Alpha and Omega. What does that mean? Revelation 1:8, I am the Alpha and Omega, says the Lord God, who is and who was and who is to come, the Almighty. Last book of the Bible, Jesus revealed himself as the Alpha and Omega, a title that is found three times in the book of Revelation. Alpha and Omega are the first and last letters of the Greek alphabet. So Jesus is the A to Z, the first and last, the beginning and the end. He's the A to Z and everything in between. Think about that. The A to Z and everything in between. This name may allude to a passage in Isaiah where the prophet writes, thus says the Lord, the King of Israel and his Redeemer, the Lord of hosts, I am the first and I am the last. Besides me, there is no God. The name describes this all-encompassing nature of God. Jesus is eternal. Never been a time when he was not. There will never be a time when he is not. He is and was and is to come. Our perspective is limited here on earth, right? We cannot see what lies ahead. But when we pray to Jesus, we are praying to the one who knows the beginning from the end. We can trust him to lead us on the right path according to his perfect will. I met with a family this week. Their husband and dad just died. They're a strong family of strong faith, and they're trusting God according to his perfect will, the one who is the Alpha and Omega, who knows everything from the beginning to the end, who knew that their husband and dad would be taken on a certain day. All our days are written in his book before one of them came to be. And their confidence is in this truth, this name of God, right? He is the Alpha and Omega and everything in between. He knows the beginning from the end. He knows us from the beginning to the end. And then he'll take us all the way home with him. Lord Jesus, thank you for the confidence and the comfort that comes in knowing you and knowing that you will guide me all the way home, all the way home. That day may be tomorrow. It may be years from now. We don't know, but you know. And we know that when we walk with you, you'll guide us all the way home whenever that day comes. So thank you. Thank you. We pray in your name. Amen.